This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. You probably have a lot to process these days. News of natural disasters, political conflicts, cultural unrest, and then the details of your daily life. Well, if you feel overwhelmed, you're not alone. And in response to stressful times, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston this weekend opens Seeking Stillness. It's a display that invites you to spend 1 minute contemplating a work by an artist across time. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
MFA Director Matthew Teitelbaum remembers a question he and his staff grappled with as they tried to decide on the fall exhibitions for the museum's contemporary gallery.
What do we do in this moment where everything seems so raw and where everything seems so polemical and where everything seems so confrontational? How do we get through it?
An issues-oriented show seemed like an answer, but the team had another idea.
Well, we get through it by thinking more deeply about who we are and what our position is in the world. So if we can create a moment where that could happen for people, not really as therapy, but as a way of being, we would be doing something pretty special. And that's what we've proposed.
Enter Seeking Stillness, the MFA's new display of contemplative artworks.
I think we're all just overwhelmed by modern life.
That's Art of the Americas Department Chair Elliot Boswick Davis. She curated the section titled Mark Rothko, Reflections. It features 11 monumental, some would say mystical, paintings on loan from the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. Davis wants visitors to stop and look at each one for 1 minute, which might not sound like a big ask.
That's often a long time because most people spend between 2 and 3 seconds on any work of art. But these are works that will definitely reward you as you spend more time immersing yourself in them. And that is why, as time went on, Rothko painted them so large, because he did feel with the large paintings, you're in it.
Rothko's atmospheric paintings have been called portals. For the artist's cult-like following, being surrounded by his huge, often color-drenched abstract works is like going to a temple or church. Davis describes the first one we encounter. It seems to float and is simply titled Number One.
As you stare at it, you might see a very narrow horizontal band at the top, a very large, dark, deep rectangle. It actually is both black with some green in it.
Davis says Rothko was on a quest to express pure emotion. He didn't want to speak for his paintings and felt silence could speak for itself. But silence is elusive these days. And author and clinical psychologist Craig Malkin says the MFA's Seeking Stillness theme taps into the way many of his clients feel.
Like they're constantly bombarded by notifications from their email, notifications from their text messages, and it's very difficult to unplug, which is, I think, why there's a strong movement to just be able to set all of that aside.
Art can help, Malkin says, as long as it speaks to you.
For some people, Rothko might just look like bands of color, but for me, I see all kinds of lushness and texture that pulls me in, and even you start to see shapes after a while. It makes it a lot easier to find some peace outside of all the noise that comes at us, even if it's important information.
Three Rothkos the museum is asking visitors to spend a minute with are much darker. From a distance, the looming rectangular canvases can look like swaths of black. National Gallery senior paintings conservator Jay Kruger recently treated one of them, number 8, and he's spent hundreds of hours staring at Rothko's works. He says it pays off.
Spend more time with fewer things. You'll remember more about what you've seen. You'll see more than you ever knew was possible.
Kruger says Rothko actually painted fairly quickly, but then he'd pause to look. Music by minimalist composer John Cage carries you through the adjacent galleries. About 40 works by a broad range of artists are on view. Transcendent, meditative, photographs, sculptures, paintings. While the MFA's Seeking Stillness display isn't overtly political, museum director Matthew Teitelbaum says Rothko was a pretty political guy.
He had some very specific notions about ethical behavior, the rightness of certain actions.
And Teitelbaum says we shouldn't come away from this show thinking something that still is necessarily quiet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Seeking Stillness runs at the MFA until next July. If you'd like to see more coverage of the local art scene, go to the artery section of our website at WBUR.org.